Well, thanks for joining me. Let's pray. All right, let's pray, pray, pray. We'll pray the chaplet of divine mercy. Let's pray. Look, life's about, it's about growing in holiness. It's about growing closer to God. It's about embracing our crosses with love. It's about passing what I call this great test of life, being with God for all eternity. And if you don't pray, you die. And what do I mean by that? I believe prayer is to the soul what oxygen is to the body. And you need to be in that relationship with God. Prayer clarifies the spiritual landscape. You see things differently. It gives you peace in times of trial and adversity. And it moves mountains. It works miracles. It, you know, cracks doors. It opens them, throws them open in a lot of respects. So I really do want to pray for you today, whatever intention you might have. And, of course, I always take the first 5-6 calls, maybe 7 if we're lucky. And if you want to join me, I'll give you the number. If you're new to the show, it's 888-914-9149. And, of course, Maggie will be praying with me today, and she will also be grabbing some Twitter intentions. You can leave your Twitter intentions at Drew Mariani Show. We'd love to see you there. And, of course, send me your answered prayers. I want to share some of those with you today. A few more have come in, as they do every day. And that's just a testimony to God's deep love for us and the power of this prayer. Maggie, anything you want to pray for today?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I'd love to lift up Tom and his whole family in, you know, the wake of Regina's passing. And also a personal intention that I'd like to lift up.
All right, we'll lift that up for you, and we'll just ask God to make it a prompt answer. Of course, everything in his time. And, of course, I want to just share a couple quick, you know, emails that have come in. I am grateful for everyone who takes time to write. We do see them all. I don't always write back just because I get so many of them, but we do read them. This person says, "Hey, Drew, I asked for prayers for my grandson, who was in a very bad and very toxic relationship. He was in it for 2 years. I prayed that his eyes would be open and see what this woman was really like. Just want to let you know, God has finally answered my prayers. He is completely free from her, and it was actually him who broke up with her. I just want to say, praise God, and I want to thank you for praying for him." So that's such a tough thing. I mean, relationships, sometimes they're so hard to get out of. Those hooks are so deep emotionally, psychologically, and so many other levels as well. Sometimes you're blinded, you know, by the oxytocin or whatever else might be flowing. So prayer can change things. It certainly can change relationships, and that's a wonderful answer to prayer, so thank you for that. Another person wrote to me, "Hey, my 60-year-old brother was laid off mid-2020, just landed a great job a few weeks ago." That's a prayer answered. He and his wife are devout Catholics, and we were praying, as was I and many others. He truly feels God intervened, Drew. The position, the salary, they're an answer to prayer. They're beyond his expectations, and they came at just the right time. He's got a lot of bills. Unfortunately, I was laid off the same week he started that job, so now I'm trusting in God that it too will end with a position soon. Thank you for all that you and everyone at Relevant and Radio do for so many. And I'll keep her name anonymous, always in my prayers. So it's a listener in Rhode Island, and we're praying for you. We're going to pray that God opens a better door. When he shuts one, there's always something better in store. God's moving you for a reason. If you're in this time of transition right now, I just want to speak to you. I've been down this path. Maybe your job is bad. Maybe you've lost your job. Maybe your business is closing. You know, maybe you don't understand why things are going your way. Believe me, I've been there. I've questioned God on this before. And every time when I look back in retrospect and I see how the new doors have opened or the new paths have developed or the new opportunities presented themselves, I see God's fingerprints all over it. I clearly see he was at work. And I want you to know the same thing, okay? God's at work in your life. Don't be distressed about where you are. Live in the present moment. You're not going to be able to change the past. You know, the future is yet to come. In the present moment, live and say, "Lord, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you." And walk with him. And I guarantee you this. I promise you this. You will never be disappointed. You will never be disappointed. Trust me in that. Just two quick intentions, and then let's pray with each other, okay? This came into, and there's a lot of suffering out there. When I read these, it breaks my heart, and I'm thinking, Lord, thank you for your mercy. Some of the crosses people carry. This person, I'll keep the name anonymous, says, I really need prayers from the Relevant Radio family. That's you and me. She says, I need a miracle. My son is struggling with drug addiction, and it appears to be getting worse. He almost died the other day, and still he hasn't stopped. We're at our wit's end. We're desperate for a need of a miracle. Would you please, please ask everyone to pray that he be delivered from this addiction? As any parent of an addicted child will tell you, it is a living nightmare. I also want to just thank everyone for their prayers. And look, I think addiction touches every family in some way. If it's not the immediate family, it's a niece, a nephew, it's a grandchild, it's a cousin. Let's today really ask God to bring freedom to those who are addicted, to give them new beginnings. Another person wrote and said, would you add my granddaughter to your chapel prayer request? She's 12 years old, the oldest in a family of eight arriving in June. Her mom discovered in late January that she's been self-harming through cutting herself the last year. Now, this is hard for me to get my head around. She's 12 years old. 12 years old, and she's cutting herself. She goes, even with therapy and medication, she's contemplating suicide. She's also decided she doesn't want to be a Christian, much less a Catholic. And we're all beside ourselves on how to help this child. We need God's immediate intervention. Thank you so much. We're praying for you. It's all we can do. I mean, it's all a little later today. I'm going to have a very gifted physician and psychiatrist on talking about the rates of self-harm and suicide are on the increase. Maybe he'll be able to shed some light. But the one thing I know will bring about a change is our prayer. And let's do it together. Let's pray for each other now. All right? We'll lift these intentions up to the Lord, and we'll ask for his great mercy as we begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and was born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell on the third day. He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
And our first call today comes from Mary, praying in Lakeland, Minnesota. Good afternoon, Mary.
Hi, Drew. Thank you. I'd like healing for my brother-in-law's stage 4 colon cancer, and for the grace of healing and forgiveness and trust for my sisters, and the return to the faith for my family, to this faith and sacraments for my family.
Amen to that. Well, I think God is using you as a catalyst in that. So keep praying, okay? And I'm glad we're invited to pray with you right now, Mary. So we'll pray for those very important intentions, especially for, you know, your two sisters, all right, that are in this relationship, having a bad relationship with one another, and pray for your brother. And when I give you cancer, it is such a cross for so many individuals. And I know sometimes it is a pathway home. I pray for discernment in that. I pray for those who are suffering with it and their families. I pray for the physicians charged with their care. And I just give you this disease. I don't have words for it other than mercy. I just ask for your mercy, especially for those who now are dealing with it. Lord, I ask for your mercy. I ask for healings. I ask for those miracles. I love sharing those reports where the tumor disappears or the cancer is there no longer and doctors don't know how to explain it. Lord, thank you for your mercy. We trust in you. I give you relationships where they're broken, where there's division, where there's hurt, where there's animosity, that they bring healing. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us. On us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Our next call comes from California. Marie is listening to us there. Hi, Maria.
Hi. Thank you, Drew. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I'm just very distressed right now. I pray for my sister-in-law who has cancer. That's returned. I pray for all the souls in purgatory, and I pray for myself. I've always had a very sticky living situation for 3 years that I can stay where I am and I don't get evicted. Thank you so much.
You got it. Look, Murray, I want you to hang in there, and I don't want you to let anxiety overtake you, okay? I don't. I want you to trust in the Lord, and there's a lot of difficult situations here, housing and so many other situations, your living situation, your sister-in-law with cancer. He who trusts can do all things. I believe that. St. Faustina, she promised upon her death, and we'll call upon her now. She said, look, when I die, my mission, it's not going to come to an end. It's only going to begin. And she spoke to all of us, because I'm in that camp of a doubting soul time. She says, oh, doubting souls, I will draw aside for you the veils of heaven. And I will convince you of God's goodness so that you will no longer continue to wound with your distrust the sweetest heart of Jesus, who is love and mercy itself. So, St. Faustina, we turn to you now. We call upon your powerful intercession and that promise that you made to us. I pray in particular for Marie and her needs, that they be quickly and promptly resolved. I pray for those who are struggling now with their faith, with their prayer life, with their trust in the Lord, that you intercede for the grace that they need. And I pray that we may see the visible results of these prayers as we pray, Eternal Father. We offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right. Maggie, do you got Twitter today? Or
yeah, I do.
Oh, good. All right. So again, if you have petitions, you don't get through on the phone lines. It's at Drew Mariani Show. If you're new to the prayer of the chaplet, you can always call 888-914-9149 and send me your answered prayers at drew@relevantradio.com. Email them to me and just mark them answered prayers. I love sharing those. What's coming in today, Maggie?
We just got a tweet from Mari. She said, please pray for Fernando. He needs a double transplant. We're praying for a miracle. Sandy also wrote to us and said, please pray for my son's marriages and their conversion and myself, that my son Ryan will marry instead of not living in sin, and that my sons learn to forgive me and their father. Julie wrote to us and said, hey, Drew, please pray for a toddler, Autumn, who has a brain tumor and is not responding well to chemo. Also a man from church, George, who was rushed to the ER lately with a really low oxygen saturation in his blood. And Elizabeth wrote to us and said, "Praying for my sister-in-law. She's a widow. May the Holy Spirit enlighten her and help her find a good-paying job to get a place of her own. Just help her, Lord, with the loss that she's had in her life recently." And Pedro wrote to us and said, "For my son, Pete, and his wife who are experiencing difficulties in their marriage, and also for my wife who has problems with her knees and her back."
Well, a lot of problems. I know. A lot of crosses. My heart goes out to everyone. We're going to pray, and let's pray for that double transplant that is needed, that it's no longer needed. We had a divine mercy miracle like that probably mm-hmm. 4 or 5 years ago, or somebody needed the same thing, and 4 days later they were home, no longer needing it. Lord, I pray for those who are living in immoral relationships, those who are cohabitating, those who are fornicating, those who are misusing their sexuality. And I just pray for the grace to come into those situations, that those hooks can be disengaged and they can have a clear understanding of what you created them to be and have a proper respect for the gift of their sexuality. I pray for conversion of those away from you. I pray for those children who are sick in the NICUs and the PICUs. I pray for those seeking the forgiveness of others. Pray for troubled marriages, all those intentions that Maggie brought forward. And let me add Anne Marie to our third decade as well. She's praying in Andover, Minnesota. Hi, Anne Marie. Good afternoon.
Hello. Hello. I'd like to offer up prayers for Tom from our parish, who suffered a massive heart attack, and for the healing of his heart completely, and for my sister who has stage 4 cancer.
So sorry. Okay. Let's lift up those intentions. Lord, I give you Anne Marie and all these intentions for Tom. And again, today, the theme of cancer over and over again. Lord, thank you for the way you are working. I'm going to pray in thanksgiving because I know graces are flowing. I thank you for the miracles that loom, the healings that loom, the new beginnings that are in the offing. And I pray, eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, our next call comes from Chicago. Felipe is listening to us there. Hey, Felipe, good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. Thank you for taking my call. Drew, I want to call for my mother. My niece told us right now that she took her to the emergency room. She has a rapid heartbeat, but that could cause her a stroke. She's always been sick. She's always been a good mother. And I feel really bad because I haven't been a good son. So I just want you and your army to pray for my mother, Maria Guadalupe Garcia, please.
I'm so sorry. Hey, Felipe. God hears your prayers. You know, I can hear them. They're flowing from your heart and how much you love your mother. And let's pray for her right now so you'll have many more years with her. And I'm sure she loves you deeply, and I'm sure you're a good son. Lord, I pray for Felipe. I pray for anyone who feels that they've been a bad son or daughter or have not been good to their parents. I pray for any broken relationship between parent and child, between sibling, between friend. And I do pray right now for this critical moment as his mother's rapid heartbeat has taken her to the hospital. She's in the ER right now. Lord, I pray for your mercy. You know, I pray for your healing, for your touch as we pray. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, our next decade, our next call, I should say. Marcy is coming from Wisconsin. Hi, Marcy. Good afternoon.
Hi.
Marcy, good to have you with us.
Drew, hi.
Hey.
Thank you for taking my call.
My
I'd like
pleasure.
To pray for healing.
Okay.
For my daughter, Mia, today. She's 17 years old. She's cognitively disabled with autism. She's had a history of anxiety, and she is going to be receiving her first communion and confirmation in about 1 month.
That's great.
And so I'm just praying that she can be spiritually prepared. I'm praying that some sort of skill and career and vocation in her life will kind of emerge, and she can find a meaningful job in her future. And I'm just also praying for the catechists and the other special needs individuals that are going through this journey program and receiving their sacraments of First Communion and confirmation in about a month. And one more prayer for healing for my sister who's going through long COVID right now.
Oh, wow. All right, we'll lift her up. And God bless you as a parent. You know, God gave you that beautiful child and created your daughter for a purpose. And I know she's got a great mission in life. So let's just pray that she'll be able to fulfill that. And Lord, I pray for anyone with special needs children. I pray for those special needs as well. And just give you Marcy and her intention. Let her be a great mother and let her be a witness to others. Let them see the beauty of that great gift of life. I'll grab another call or two here too. I know the phones are stacked. I'd like to also pray for an upcoming pilgrimage that I'm going to be going on. And just that whoever travels with me, that it'd be a tremendously grace-filled and blessed opportunity. And I'm really looking forward to that. And I just pray that there'll be both protection and abundant graces. Sharon in Illinois, good afternoon. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much. I would like to first pray for you and your wonderful family and for my Relevant Radio family. Thank you so much.
You got it.
My daughter is in a very demanding job, and it's taking quite a toll on her. And she's been trying so hard to get another job. Please, that God would bless her with a good job that would be a good balance in life and in her family. And I'd like to pray real quick for my dear friend Rose, her son and daughter-in-law, who are adopting a baby, that it goes very smoothly and quickly for them. Thank you so much.
Great for us. You got it, Sharon. Thank you for your call. And I do want to pray for anyone who's trying to have a child or adopt. It's such an important intention. And those with work problems and so many of the other issues that Sharon brought forward. I'll sneak another call in here. Gabby is listening in Bixby, Oklahoma. Good to have you with us today, Gabby. Good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. Thank you so much. I would just like to offer up prayers for my friend. She's part of our homeschool community here. She's in court right now as we speak, fighting to keep this precious little girl that she's been fostering for 2 years.
Oh.
I just pray for her family and for the family of the little girl, just to have God's will for her life, you know?
What a beautiful prayer. Let's pray for that right now. We'll get the whole prayer family here going. We'll storm heaven with that attention. We'll pray for good results. And Gabby, I want to pray for you too, for all the personal needs you have. I know you didn't voice any. Lord, I give to you, Gabby. I give to you Shannon, I give to you Pamela and Gretchen and Shirley and Isaac and Helen and Josephine and Rosie and Terry and everyone else that's on hold here. Lord, I just give you all the souls who wanted to get on and have their intentions heard. I know you hear them. All those who've written, all those who could not get through. And I just bring to you this, your spiritual family, your children, and I bring them to the foot of the cross. And Heavenly Father, by the passion and death of your Son, I ask today mercy flow. That prayers be answered, that miracles abound. With trust we pray, Eternal Father. We offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, please look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, so that in difficult moments we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Our Lady, Queen of Heaven,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Good Help,
pray for us.
Mother of Mercy,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Guadalupe,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Fatima,
pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful,
pray for us.
Saint Joseph,
pray for us.
Saint Faustina,
pray for us.
Saint John Paul II,
pray for us.
Saint Peregrine,
pray for us.
Saint Jose Maria Escriva,
pray for us.
Saint Patrick,
pray for us.
Blessed Michael Sapochko,
pray for us.
And Venerable Samuel Mazzucchelli,
pray for us.
And all you angels and saints,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Tweet us your prayer intention anytime on Twitter at Drew Mariani Show.
Today's show brought to you in part by Sony Pictures production, Father Stu. This biopic shares the conversion and ordination of Stuart Long in movie theaters nationwide on April 13th.
Where do we come from? Where are we going? These two questions are inseparable, and if we can't come up with compelling answers to these questions, we have no orientation in our lives. Because God has given us clues everywhere. The author of Genesis is not a scientist. He's a lover. And there's a crisis of love in the modern world. We don't know in the modern world what a person is anymore. So we need to look at our bodies poetically. We need to look at our bodies from the perspective of the divine poet who wrote the poem that is called Humanity. He wrote this poetry right into our bodies. And I want to teach you to be a poet.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Those are the powerful words of Christopher West. That's audio from a trailer from a series called Made for More. And you might have heard of Christopher West. He's known for the great work, Theology of the Body, co-founder of the Theology of the Body Institute, I should say. Mike Mangione is a renowned musician who shares his Catholic faith very openly and his musical talents. And they're actually going to be, I believe, if you're listening to me in the Illinois area, they're going to be in the Chicago area. But we heard these Made for More events that were happening in Chicago. My producer, Maggie, was telling me about it this morning. And, you know, I was struck by it because I love what was just said there. But I often think about beauty and how the beauty of creation can lead us to God, right? It can. You know, there's a lot of different expressions of beauty. You know, there's creation. You can see God in his creative hand. You just take a look at the Swiss Alps or the sweeping seas, or the beauty of a flower. You can see it in art. You can see it in the liturgy. You can see it in the Christian witness. And lots of different ways. There are different classes of beauty that have great power over man. I don't think they should ever be separated, though, from truth. Because if they are, if they're separated from God, what happens to them? They become idols, right? They become worshipped for their own sake. And the beauty of creation, I see God in the night sky so often. It has a great ability to open the heart of man to belief in his creator. And I was saying, Augustine affirmed that in with a very effective tool of catechesis when he posed this challenge. Did you ever do this? You ever hear this? The question, question the beauty of the earth, he says. Question the beauty of the sea. Question the beauty of the air distending and diffusing itself. Question the beauty of the sky. Question all these realities. And you'll see that you're beautiful. It's a profession, really. Of beauty and of God. The beauty of creation, I think, is seen in the eyes of faith as a profession of the existence of God. Stargates. I think the night sky is an amazing thing. You'll see God in so many different ways. I want to welcome to the program today, and we can talk about beauty. We can talk about the fact that we are made for more. By Mike Mangione, and it's a delight to have him here with us today. As I said, they're going to, I think, be in the Illinois area. They might be traveling the country. I'll get you plugged in if you want to learn more about this. You heard in that intro that we just played, you were told that you weren't created by a scientist. You're created by a lover. You're created by God, and here to join us and to take your calls and to dive into this beautiful reality is none other than Mike Mangione. Mike, good to have you with us today. Good afternoon.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be with you. Thanks for having me.
I'm delighted. This is all new to me. I mean, Maggie was telling me about it. I know she's going to be joining you guys later, coming out for your event. And I thought, what a good thing to talk about. God is beauty, yeah. Right? God is beauty. We were made for more. I mean, people today are so lost. A little later in the show, we're going to be talking about rising anxiety levels, suicide rates going up. There's this tension. There's people are acting weird. You see Will Smith getting on a stage and slapping someone. There's fights on airlines. I mean, it's just crazy. People have lost the sense of purpose and what they were made for. Let's pick it up on that point. The title of your event is Made for More. Maybe explain that. Unpack that for those who may not have a full sense of what that means.
Yeah. I mean, you've mentioned some of the current chaos that we're seeing, and it's always existed, but there just becomes these different periods of boiling points, and we're kind of at a low boiling point right now in culture, I feel. But despite the way in which people are confused and reacting, we still haven't lost that sense of wonder, of awe, that beauty can stir up within us. And we see it in just that universal, the universal impact that beauty can have on everybody. We all go to the same places for peace. We all go to the same places to take in beauty. We can all speak the same language when we talk about the movies that move us and the sunsets and the paintings and the pieces of art and the songs. So beauty still has that ability to reach our hearts, even when the mind doesn't totally understand. And so Made for More is an event, that leans into that reality of the transcendentals, that truth, goodness, beauty, and oneness are all related. And so, I think it's Pope Paul VI that said, in the age to come, hearts will be won to truth via beauty. And so it's the idea that when things at this point with the low boiling point that we mentioned are, relative, when truth is relative and goodness is relative, beauty still has that impact to reach people despite where they stand on the line. And so this event is meant to be a gathering around that beauty. I call it the holy campfire, that idea where, hey, why don't we all just come in and have a conversation and just get to meet each other and potentially fix our gaze on something bigger than ourselves. And so the event uses the artistic elements, multimedia elements, lights and music and visuals and video and images, and brings people in and attempts in the first half to kind of establish that level playing field of we look but we do not see. Like, there's something broken within the way we're fundamentally functioning as a society, as a culture. You can see that precisely with somebody like Will Smith getting on stage and thinking it's okay to slap somebody and slowly walk back to a seat and then remain the entire time. Like, there's something a little bit off. So we try to level the playing field and say, can we all agree that we look but we do not see, we don't totally understand what's happening? And then there's an invitation to come and become one who sees. And so we then start to reflect on maybe there's another way, and quite possibly maybe the tradition of the church has some insight as to how to get to that place. So that's our attempt in 2.5 hours. So it's kind of, it's a big, you know, it's a big goal, but definitely one worthy of trying to achieve.
I love it. I'm grateful that we're talking about this today. We live in a time where, just speaking of beauty too, that, you know, everything, we think of the natural, the temporal, right? But I remember reading somewhere that St. Augustine argued that, you know, even though, you know, the beauty of truth is a superior form of beauty, it shouldn't be divorced from material beauty. But there's another dimension of beauty that's superior and resides in that intellectual realm. I think we've lost, I think the world's become ugly today because we've lost this truth. We've lost Jesus Christ. I mean, he's the solution, the problems for all the ills of the world. People pursue truth and they're looking in all the other areas, and you see the distortion, you see the deviancy, you see the chaos that's out there. If you truly find truth, then you're going to find a higher form of beauty. That's my personal take. What can we do to change the culture? I mean, there's so many examples I can give you right now that are where there's chaos and disorientation and darkness and evil. I don't want to give you the litany of them. The solution to that problem, how do we get to that? How do we reshape hearts and minds?
Yeah, well, let me say that you're talking to a guy that plays guitar, so please take my insight with a grain of salt. But I do have an opinion on that, and my feeling is that, you know, that the darkness and the negative side has always been there. It's part of the complete whole, right? And it's just a matter of how much we spend time focusing and playing with one side of it, how much time we spend dwelling in it. And so, in my personal opinion, I feel the you know, how do you change culture? And that's such a large question that's being asked constantly. So I feel personally that reaching the individual to really first help them understand that there is a difference between the goodness and the evil that is in this world, help them understand it, help them not to, you know, obviously, you know, to not desire the evil, but to desire the good, help them to understand that the devil doesn't have his own clay, that everything that is created by God and is good. Therefore, that all the devil can do is just twist it and help and distort things and push our desires into unfulfilling ways and in the wrong directions. So if we can help the individual begin to understand their goodness and the goodness in the world, then we can equip them to have the vision to focus in on the goodness when they go out into the world. Because I don't think the answer is to separate ourselves from the world and live what I call an Amish Catholic life. We're called to be in the world. And so if we can train ourselves and awaken ourselves to have the vision to see the wheat within the weeds of the culture, we can then put our focus in on that wheat and water it and tease it out of the individuals and the groups and the institutions that make up culture. And if we can point to the wheat and tease it out and give that life, then we can help people see the benefit and quality of that wheat within themselves and others around them, and focus on that, help that to flourish.
Amen to that. I'll tell you, Mike, hang on for a second. I had to take a short pause. When we come back, too, let's get everybody plugged into what's going on for you a little bit later. If you want to join us, you can. It's 888-914-9149. And talking today with Mike Mangione. He's going to be with Christopher West tonight. We'll tell you about what they're doing. Who knows? They may be coming to your city next. We're talking right now a little bit about beauty and the fact that you are made for more. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Catholic Order of Foresters is proud to sponsor the relevant radio studio line. For information about employment opportunities and flexible premium life insurance plans, visit relevantradio.com/Forester.
Drew Mariani is here for you on Relevant Radio.
Yeah, thanks for joining me. It is a delight to be here. Coming up at the top of the hour, I want to tell you about a blackout challenge. Very dangerous stuff. A lot of kids are losing their life from this. It's the rage on TikTok. We'll get you plugged into what that is. We'll also take a look at some stunning numbers. One number I came across was 1 in 5 high schoolers have considered suicide during the pandemic. So we're going to take a look at that and a whole lot of other issues. Plus, we're going to talk about toxicity, the polarization in our country, and the fact that we can still save ourselves from this, that there is hope that we can get things back. We've got a full hour ahead right now. If you're just joining me, we're talking about some fundamental truths, and they are the fact that you were made for more. You were made with purpose and for purpose by God. And we are talking about the good, the true, and the beautiful. I remember hearing a story about Chet Hanks. He's Tom Hanks' son. And I guess growing up as a famous actor's kid, you know, you think you live in a dream world, but so often many of these kids, they have everything and they end up, you know, going off the tracks. And I think that was the case with Chet. He ended up, he wasn't happy as a young man. He was angry, he was bitter, very resentful, filled with a lot of hate. And when he was 17 years old, he spent 3 months at a camp in a remote area of Utah. It's some place in the desert. And he was getting tired of the desert. So he climbed the mountain, and he was standing up on a cliff. And he looked out, and he could see everything around him for miles. Just miles and miles. There wasn't another person in sight. And he says in an interview that he'd done, he says, look, I'm looking around. I'm so overcome by emotion. I felt like I was touched by the hand of God. He says, it was at that moment that God revealed himself to me. And all that anger I had in my heart, all that hate, all that resentment, it just flipped. It inverted to just infinite hope and gratitude, and peace and love. He says, it just flipped. Flipped on a dime. I was overcome by emotion. He says, I sat down on the edge of that cliff, and I cried. I wept for an hour, uncontrollably, just wept tears. And it didn't cease. They were tears of joy. Tears of everything, feeling every emotion at once, all the pain and all the joy. And that wasn't the end of his story. I mean, this young man struggled with drugs and alcohol until he was, I think, 24 years of age. But it was the beginning of a real change in his life. And that story just goes to show what beauty can do, how it can lead to God, and how truth and how goodness and how beauty are those three eternal things that help us to come to know God and to know he really exists, that he's an intimate part of our life, that he created you and he created you for purpose, that you were made for more, that he wants a deep and personal relationship with you. Believe it or not, that's the truth. And I'm joined today by somebody who understands that. I'm assuming they're traveling the country right now. Mike, you're going to have to fill me in. Mike Mangione is joining me today. He's with Christopher Smith today, I believe, in the Chicago area. Christopher West, I want to call him Smith, Christopher West today, and they're preaching this message, and they're inspiring people with music and just a wonderful event that's unfolding. Fill us in, Mike. What's going on? I know you're in Illinois. Is this a national thing you guys are doing, and how can people get connected?
Sure, yeah. So we're bringing this. We've been doing this event for a couple of years now. It struggled a little bit during the pandemic, but we managed. And we'll be doing it pretty much for the next couple of years in front of us. Tonight we're at St. Alphonsus in Chicago. And then tomorrow we're at St. Damien's in Chicagoland area. But then we continue on. I think after that is we're in New Mexico and Albuquerque. And then we're in Austin, Texas, and in New York, New York area. Minnesota, you know, the list goes on. California, and all these dates, you can find out all of this information at our website, which is simply just theologyoftheBody.com. We'll lead you there.
That's great.
You can see that in all the events section.
We're in all of those markets there. So if you want to be inspired by Mike Mangione or Christopher West. I know there's a litany of other speakers that you've got lined up too. I think it's great. I think we need it today. I mean, I'm always looking for solutions for the problems that are unfolding in the culture. And I think people need to hear these fundamental truths. I know tonight you're going to be dealing with that whole issue of being made for more. I know you guys address the reality that God is beauty and so much more. So theologyofthebody.com, that's the website, theologyofthebody.com, best place to connect.
That will get you, yeah, that will lead you to our website. That works, yes.
Well, that sounds great. And what can people expect tonight if they do come out or if they come to one of these events?
Yeah, you know, just going back to kind of how you set it up, you know, the ways in which you've seen the hand of God working in the physical world around us. One thing that popped in my head when you said that was, I see it all the time in people's desires for the answers to questions. Yeah. So even when people are asking, you know, they're no matter where they are in all walks of life, they're all people that are asking the questions truly desire an answer. That to me is proof as well, and that to me is the desire for beauty in all of our lives. So tonight we'll be covering that. We'll be talking. The Made for More event is set to meet people at where they're at in their lives, discuss where we are at as a culture, and then invite them to what the Bible and what the church is telling us about who God is and who we are made in the image and likeness of God and what that all means.
Well, look, keep up your great work. Our regards to Chris as well, and I hope you guys have a wonderful turnout, and I hope you continue to impact lives. So I'm very grateful to have you here today. Thanks for making time for us.
Drew, thank you very much. And let me just, if I could just mention one more thing. You mentioned God is Beauty. That is actually a book that we just released. We stumbled across a retreat that Carol Wojtyla, who was later John Paul II, gave in 1962, a retreat that he gave to artists. And we discovered the text. We came across it randomly. We got permission from the Vatican to publish it. It's the first time it's been published in English. And we have a discount code for your listeners. You can find that book at our website, theologybody.com, in the store section. And in the discount code section, if you use the word relevant, that's a discount code. I think it's for 20% off. So just in the whole theme of beauty, it's a great book that looks at what a young Pope John Paul II thought about this whole subject. And it's not just for artists. It's for anybody who's working on the masterpiece of their life.
Well, look, keep up your great work. Sounds like a great read, and I am really grateful for all that you guys are doing. Thanks for being here, and look forward to talking again. Hopefully, you'll stop by.
That'd be great. Thank you for the time. Appreciate it.
You got it. That's Mike Mangione. Again, theologyofthebody.com if you want to get connected to that. And beautiful series. I knew nothing about it until this morning, until Maggie stopped by and said, hey, I'm heading out tonight. I said, what are you doing? She told me. I said, well, we should talk about beauty, right? We should talk about the reality, the ways we can find God today. In fact, when we come back, I don't want to depress people. I do want to pull back the veil on a lot of issues. In fact, if you have a young child with a cell phone, you might want to stay tuned to me. There's a father right now who's warning parents after his 12-year-old son died from the blackout challenge. I'll tell you what that is, something you should be aware of when we return. Also, the Biden administration has endorsed using hormones and all sorts of different types of therapies right now. And I'll tell you what's happening here. The CDC issued a report that's unrelated to the Biden administration topic, but I want to talk about the rise in depression, not related to Biden's trans policy, although we will touch on that, and the increasing rate of suicide that we're seeing amongst the young. And then we'll also take a look at just the strangeness in the culture. Why are people acting so strange, right? All that and more coming straight up. If you want to join me, the number here is 888-914-9149. We'll put our finger on the pulse of what's happening in the culture and give you some answers as well, give you some solutions to those problems. Stay with me. Our conversation continues right after this.